Romans 5, verses 9 to 11. The blessings found in verses 3 to 5 are, we are reconciled through his death and are saved through his life. Therefore, since his blood has now justified us or made us righteous, how much more shall we be saved from wrath through him? Verse 10, for if when we were enemies of God, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have received reconciliation. The meditation questions for verses 9 and 10 are, how does God save us from wrath? And what does it mean to be saved by his life? We need to understand what Jesus has done for us and what he has promised to do for us. We have been justified, made righteous through the blood of Jesus. He died on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins. Paul says in verse 9, how much more shall we be saved from wrath through him? Paul is saying, Jesus already made us righteous by shedding his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Of course, Jesus, our living Savior, will save us from the wrath and judgments of God that will be poured out on sinners. We will not face the judgment of God for our sins. Jesus said, he said it like this in John 5:24, very, verily, truly, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed from death to life. Jesus knows what will happen on the day of judgment. He knows his sheep and knows how to protect us. He died to make us righteous and lives to protect us by his power and by his presence with us. Jesus reconciled us to God so that we can live in a love relationship with him. Jesus forgave our sins and made us righteous before God through his death when we were still enemies of God. Now we can live in a love relationship with him. We are not striving to become righteous or to overcome our sin nature in our own strength. We live righteously and overcome sin because he is with us and lives in us. This is what Paul was talking about when he said, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Now let's look at verse 11. Not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Meditation question, what does it mean to rejoice in God? Perhaps a better question would be, how can we not rejoice when we understand that what God has done for us through Christ? We were enemies of God, but now we have a relationship with him because Jesus reconciled us. We are not his enemies, but his friends. We do not worry about God's judgment because Jesus took our judgment and the punishment of our sins on the cross. Jesus saves us by his life. Jesus is alive. He lives in us and delivers us from sin, judgment, and evil. We can relax in his grace and rejoice in our fellowship with God. We have assurance of his love, guidance, and protection. It is written in Romans 8:31-32, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? The flow of Romans 5:9-11 is driven by the words, how much more? God has already given us these amazing blessings in Christ, but the emphasis is, how much more? How much more will he continue to pour out his grace, love, and blessings to us through Jesus? Let's pray. Father, thank you for all of the blessings that you have given to us in Christ. We know that we can't even imagine the blessings you have prepared for us. We rejoice in you. Give us a heart that rejoices in you continually. Amen. Let's conclude by reading Psalm 89:15-17. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They celebrate your righteousness, for you are their glory and strength, and by your favor you exalt our horn.